And now we're going back up to Northern Ireland again, to County Down. And this time, Foster and Alan are singing the praises of the Mountains of Mourn.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. The don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the Mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing, a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you'll believe me, when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tucks to their dresses at all. I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, for the Mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here now at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped all the traffic with one wave of his hand. As we were talking of days that are gone, the whole population of London looked on. But for all those great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexion, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked, with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, for the Mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea.
A nice little version there from Foster and Alan of the Percy French song, The Mountains of Mourn. And now we come to a group that I feel got more recognition outside of Ireland than they did here at home. I'm speaking of the Chieftains. They spent a lot of time touring the world, like other Irish groups such as the High Kings and Celtic Woman. But here they're singing a song that, well, I think started life from Dermot O'Brien. They're singing all about the Galway Shawl, near Oranmore in the County Galway, which is a lovely little town in Galway. One pleasant evening. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let them sing it for you. The Chieftains and the Galway Shawl.
Near Oranmore in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was fair and handsome, and her beauty nearly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. She kept on walking, and she kept on talking, till her father's cottage, it came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him, the foggy Jew. I fed the blackbird, the stag of Arney, poor Rodney's glory, and the foggy Jew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, till tears come into her eyes so blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with her ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. I took a road for old Donegal. She sighed and kissed me, then she said goodbye, sir, but my heart remains with that Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl.
And around her shoulder was a Galway shawl. That was a version by the Chieftains. I like that one. Now, most of the songs that we play on My Kind of Music, well, quite a lot of them, are about people leaving Ireland to go and work and live abroad. But here's the reverse. Here's somebody coming home to Ireland. Take a listen to Dermot O'Brien and Sailing Home to Dublin City.
I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing. I'm a liberty boy that I'll never deny, and I love the old town I was born in, and I rue the day that I sailed away on a shed a tear as we stood on the pier, but I told her I had to be going. You're my treasure and pearl and my own darling girl, but my wild oats I had to be sowing. But I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there, home again to Dublin City. And oh, how I'm longing to be there. Well, I've seen all of the sights and this great world's delights, and I've sailed from Vancouver to Dover, and I've hunted the whale, and I've weathered the gale. Now my roving days are all over, for I miss Moore Street's smell and the only peace well, and the pigeon house lights in the evening, and Dolly Mount Strand, where we walked hand in hand, and we watched while the mailboat was leaving. Oh, I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there, home again to Dublin City. And oh, how I'm longing to be there. I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there, home again to Dublin City. And oh, how I'm longing to be there.
A quiet little song from Dermot there. Dermot O'Brien and Sailing Home to Dublin City. Now, this next track has me slightly puzzled because it says Dé Danann, but it sounds remarkably as though Mary Black has joined them, because this was a big hit for Mary, a song for Ireland, and it says, just says Dé Danann on the album. However, this is a song that lots of groups sing in their repertoire. Apparently, an American visitor came over to visit Ireland and he loved just what he saw, and he wrote a song for Ireland. Take a listen to this, see what you think.
Silver-winged they fly, and sang a song of Ireland, drinking all the day in old pubs where people love to play. Someone touched the ball, he played a wee that seemed so grand and gay. Stood
sounds Irish, le Misha Joe Bollard. I can't tell you a lot about this next group because I don't know anything about them. They're called the Kilkennys, but I know the song so well because I used to sing it myself at one time, but don't tell anyone that. Now, this is a song called The Spanish Lady. As I came down from Dublin City at the hour of 12 o'clock, look, I'll tell you what I do. Let the Kilkennys tell you the story.
As I came down through Dublin City at the hour of 12 at night, who should I meet but a Spanish lady washing her feet by candlelight?
First she washed them, then she dried them
over a fire of amber coal.
In all my life I ne'er did see
a girl so sweet about the soul.
Whack full of tooraloora laddie, whack full of tooraloora lay. Whack full of tooraloora laddie, whack full of tooraloora lay.
As I come back through Dublin City at the hour of 8:30, who shall I meet but a Spanish lady brushing her hair in the broad daylight?
First she brushed it, then she tossed it.
On her lap was a silver comb.
In all my life, fine hair at sea,
a girl so fair since I did roam.
Whack full of tooraloora laddie, whack full of tooraloora lay. Whack full of tooraloora laddie, whack full of tooraloora lay.
As I returned to Dublin City, as the sun began to set, who shall I meet but the Spanish lady catching a moth in the golden net?
First she saw me, then she fed me,
lifted her dress above her knee.
In all my life I ne'er did see
a girl so sweet as a Spanish lady.
Whack full of tooraloora laddie, whack full of tooraloora lay. Whack full of tooraloora laddie, whack full of tooraloora lay.
I've wandered north and I've wandered south through Stony, Battle and Patrick's Close, up and around by the Gloucester Diamond and back by Nevertandy's house. Old age has laid her hand on me, as cold as a fire of ashy coal.
In all my life I ne'er did see a girl so sweet as the Spanish lady.
Whack full of tura, lura, laddie, whack full of tura, lura, lay. Whack full of tura, lura, laddie, whack full of tura, lura, lay. Whack full of tura, lura, laddie, whack full of tura, lura, lay. Whack full of tura, lura, laddie, whack full of tura, lura, lay.
I'm not going to believe this, but I was singing and clapping along with that. Whack for the tural lural laddie, whack for the tural lural. The Kilkenny's version of the Spanish Lady. And now for an artist I never tire playing or listening to. It's the lovely voice of Trudy Lawlor, singing all about that lovely Leitrim shore. Trudy Lawlor and the lovely Leitrim Shore. Now here's a track I don't think I've played before. I've played the group, they're called Golden Bough, and they're singing a song which could relate to this programme of ours, Sounds Irish, because she's singing about, she's not from Ireland, but her grandparents were, and she still sings the Song of the Celts.
The Gales. I was raised on some distant strand, far from the stories and the tales. Long time ago from Ireland, my father's father's family came to find a new life, a new soil, a new home, new dignity to claim. Still I hear Song of the Celts in my heart and in my soul. Still I hear the Song of the Celts calling me to memories long ago. Memories of a land that's not suffering, of a people gave my life to me. Still I hear the song of the Celts in my heart and in my soul. Still I hear Song of the Celts calling me to memories long ago. My soul to realize my destiny, my own past that I have come to know. Deep in my heart I feel the thread that joins the past with what yet will be. To understand the poet's words that sing of that green land across the sea.
Now I see Song of the Celts in my heart and in my soul. When I sing a song of the Celts, I am no longer alone. Now I sing
When I sing the Song of the Celts, I'm no longer alone. I'd like to think that this programme of ours has that effect on any Irish person listening to me, home or abroad. We're going out on a track from Richie Remo, one of the finest fiddle players in Ireland today. He does a lot of good country music, packs the venues wherever he plays. Very suitable to finish with. It's his last performance on a live recording, and he's saying to the gang, fare ye well.
Me fiddle and me bow. I come from outside Clory, as some of yous might know. I played you some fiddle tunes like Derby in the Straw. I sang with Galway Girl and the hills of Donegal. But now I'll have to leave you, this is my last song. I would love to stay longer, but I have to move along. Oh, please come back and see me now, tell all your friends too. My name is Richie Remo, hope to see you sometime soon. Oh, very well, I must be on my way. Oh, farewell, my darling, hope to come back here someday. Oh, please tell all your friends and all your family too. Oh, farewell, my darling, hope to see you sometime soon. That's not long, with all your friends and family, and with you to sing along. Oh, I will do my very best to put on a good show. Oh, farewell, my darling, and to everyone you know. Oh, very well, I must be on my way. Oh, farewell, my darling, hope to come back here someday. Oh, please tell all your friends and all your family too. Darling, hope to see you sometime soon. Oh, very well, I must be on my way. Oh, farewell, my darling, hope to come back here someday. Oh, please tell all your friends and all your family too. Oh, farewell, my darling, hope to see you sometime soon. Oh, very well, I must be on my way. Oh, farewell, my darling, hope to come back here someday.
Richie Remo and fare ye well. Remember the name, friends. Fantastic fiddle player. Wonderful artist. Well, friends, I hope you've enjoyed this week's My Kind of Music. We usually mix it about a lot, but I think it's been more mixed this week than any programme we've had for quite some time. Well, friends, no matter what radio station you've been listening to me on, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words, sounds Irish, in the subject line. You don't have to worry about my name. Friends, this is Joe Bollett saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. Until next week with Sounds Irish, Joe Bollett saying, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.